Escambia County Corrections is now reporting more than 6 recently confirmed cases of COVID-19 at the county jail. Also, Escambia County road crew operations have been suspended after its first reported case. Elsewhere, there's also an outbreak of coronavirus at the Walton County Jail, with some of those cases involving Escambia inmates. I spoke with corrections officials from those counties about their response. William Powell, who goes by Rich, is chief of corrections for Escambia County. When we spoke Thursday morning, a recent round of testing had produced 38 positive cases among inmates. That brought the total number of inmate cases in the Escambia County Jail to 41 and counting, with several test results pending.
Well, we continue to test the inmate population as an area becomes affected or symptomatic. Right now, we have very little symptoms. It's more of a result of testing that we have expanded.
Powell has a fairly large correction staff of 575 members. On Thursday, he reported that about 4% of them had tested positive and at home until they test negative.
We're trying to contain it, but can easily understand we're a microcosm of the community, and as the infection in the community spreads, we're doing everything we can to limit the access or limit the spread within the confinement.
Amid close quarters, Powell says the virus spread rapidly in one section of the jail. As a result, they were able to isolate that infected area by halting movement in and out of it and allowing medical staff to manage it right there.
I would say 95-99% of our inmates are asymptomatic that have tested positive. Many of them that are in a controlled area right now are wanting to go back to their routine day, but until we get clearance and know that there's no more contagion in there, then they're going to remain right in the position that they're at.
Escambia is building a new jail that's expected to be open for inmates by early next year. For now, the current jail is around capacity with about 900 inmates. To minimize overcrowding, about 170 Escambia County inmates are being housed at the Walton County Jail.
We have received our first round of tests, and it's the viral test that came back. And of those inmates that we've tested, 39 of them came back positive.
This is Corey Godwin, Director of Jail Operations in Walton County. He says 18 of the positive coronavirus tests in his facility are inmates from Escambia.
We initiated these tests on July the 2nd after a single inmate manifest a temperature that was above our accepted threshold based on CDC guidelines of 100.4. There were probably some pre-existing conditions that contributed to that, but that's what prompted the testing and temperature monitoring of inmates throughout the facility.
Much like in Escambia, the Walton County Corrections staff has been able to isolate the coronavirus outbreak to two pods of their housing unit, and the overwhelming majority of those inmates who've tested positive are asymptomatic. Godwin says he was impressed that it took as long as it did for a COVID-19 outbreak in the Walton County Jail. He feels fortunate that there's been time to prepare for this moment.
Since the onset of this pandemic, back in as early as March, we've been taking every precaution primarily related to isolation, containment, an incredible amount of excess effort in cleaning and sanitation throughout the facility, and daily monitoring of temperatures of both staff and inmates, and with a strategic focus on new intakes as they come in.
Similar measures, including the distribution and wearing of masks by inmates, are in place at the Escambia County Jail and other local facilities. Also across the First Judicial Circuit, State Attorney Bill Edens' office has taken steps to reduce the overall inmate population by allowing some to be released on their own recognizance, reduced bonds, or time served. Currently, the Santa Rosa County Jail has just 2 individuals who've tested positive for COVID-19. To date, the Okaloosa County Jail has had no cases among inmates or staff. In the Escambia and Walton County jails, where the coronavirus outbreak is significant, their focus is on curtailing the spread and keeping inmates and their families informed.
We've created a direct line so that inmate families can call in and ask questions. So there's some limitations with the HIPAA laws on medical, but we want to make sure we're very transparent and open with their legitimate concerns about the health of their loved ones.
So the individuals who have loved ones inside, just know that we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact, and that our medical staff is in a continuous state of observation and assessment.
Again, Escambia County Corrections Chief Rich Powell.
So at the first sign of any illnesses that are being born from this, they will be on it, and the appropriate medical care will be given.
At this point, inmate visitation is primarily limited to phone and video calls. But individuals with questions about inmates can call the Escambia County Jail at 850-436-9650. In Walton County, a direct line is being established for inmate families. That number is 850-951-7001. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.